The Guardian.
They say things like no sleeping in public spaces such as parks or under bridges or on the side of roads, because that might upset the social order and create a bad image for the host city. That one is kind of cute and perhaps not so sinister at all. Some of the regulations that are likely to cause more concern to human rights activists are those that say no demonstration will be allowed without police approval, and anyone who tries to conduct an unauthorized demonstration will have to take full legal responsibility. Also that no publications can be shown and no slogans can be shouted that have any religious, political or racial message, and no content that might harm the political or economic interests of China will be allowed into the country. So those latter topics are the ones where we'll probably see the Chinese government use regulations to stop people like Amnesty International, Free Tibet, and others that the Chinese government considers hostile to themselves.
John, are the rules listed on the Olympic organisers' website all existing regulations, or are there any new ones there?
This is a compilation of old laws and newly passed regulations that all apply to Chinese citizens as well. The idea of putting on the website, the Olympic website, is just to remind anyone who's thinking of visiting China of what kind of behaviour is expected of them when they're over here.
Spectators at the Games aren't allowed to drink anything other than Coca-Cola, which is one of the Olympic sponsors.
That's right. This is actually not one of the regulations, but at a separate press conference today, the Olympic organisers spelled out the rules that they want to apply to stop what's called ambush marketing or ambush advertising. And by that, they mean that they've received a stack of money from their official sponsors, and they will do everything they can to protect those sponsors' interests from rivals. And if, for example, their Pepsi Cola paid for 500 people to all turn up with Pepsi bottles and try to drink at the same time as a sort of semi-advertisement, the host would also have the authority to stop that.
John, you're speaking to us from the back of a Beijing taxi. What visible signs are there that the Chinese capital is preparing for the attention of the world to be focused on it in a couple of months' time?
The visible signs are everywhere, and they're changing all the time. You might be able to hear in the background some cranes and construction workers. We've had this soundtrack for the past 4 or 5 years as new buildings are erected, new roads are built, new subway lines are constructed. And by and large, the really big construction projects are mostly done now. And so what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is this beautification campaign kicking in. And formerly dusty streets are now lined with pots and pots and pots of pretty little blue, red and orange flowers. It really is an almost alien Beijing from the one that I arrived in 5 years ago. And I think it's even strange for many of the residents who wonder why there are so many flowers in a city that already suffers severe water shortages.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.